afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever, and oh, by the way, whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studios of eloquentonline.net in beautiful, rainy New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, and a long, long walk, but a short flight on the Millennium Falcon. His name is Tough Talkin' Troy Hall in Charleston. Hey, buddy, how's it going?
I am doing wonderful today, and I'm feeling very miscellaneous.
And why are you feeling very miscellaneous?
Because our show today is really, maybe I should have been eclectic, because our show is eclectic today. We're going to be talking about a number of topics. I actually wanted to bring back the word splendid. I think that we have not used the word splendid enough. And of course, I think you must do it with an accent if you're going to do it. So I think
it's very splendid.
I'm having a splendid day today. Thank you so much for asking.
I wish I were. Let me start by thanking our splendid sponsor, GoMarquis.com, 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 well known for the MCIF and CRM solutions, also one of the fastest growing creative agencies in the banking marketplace. Forgot to do that last week when we had that amazing guest, Ann-Dieter Gallagher, in that amazing conversation about social media. The show, by the way, which is splendid, is still called
The
Power Performance.
It was
the show that asked the question. If your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? And in the vernacular of music, there is the concept of details. And one of the hosts got the details wrong today, and you were kind enough to remind me. The email I sent Tansley said, what did you say? It was 11:50 CST?
Yeah, 11:50 Central Standard Time. She's going to call in like an hour late, and she won't be anybody to talk to, and then that'll be like a mess. Mm.
I sent her an email. I can blame it on the time change, but that's not really it. I haven't had a chance to go back and look at the email I sent her. I reread these things and reread these things. Dadgummit, details matter, and I may have blown that one.
But you know what? You know what's really good? It's really good that you were able, because, I mean, we did broadcast, and you did kind of say, and people would wonder, like, well, why? Why didn't she show up? Is she dogging the guys? You know, no, but the reality is, no, she's not. She's not. She's actually saying, I'll call in when you tell me call in.
I said 11:50.
You told me to call in an hour later.
I just found it.
Yeah.
I just found the email.
And
I made a mistake.
Good, though. Yeah, it's good. And here you are. You're fessing up. And so just for all those people out there who think
she
you are not human.
Look at
right,
her.
Here you are.
Look at Tansley go, man. She's making me look good. My mistake, Tansley. My mistake. Tansley, on behalf of just myself, because Troy caught the mistake, I apologize. I did send you the wrong time.
Oh, no, it's totally fine. I'm so thrilled to be with you guys. Thanks for having me.
We are looking forward to talking
to you. I have to change my opening now. So now you've got to change my opening. So now
not miscellaneous.
Now she's here. So now you have to say to me, hey. Troy, how are you doing? Or whatever.
Troy. Haven't we, I think you guys are both on speakerphone, but Troy, haven't we always said, wouldn't it be fun to let people hear the pre-show?
Well, yeah, they sort of were hearing the little bit of the pre-show, but you're going to ask
they
me
really
again,
were.
Though. Come on, ask me again. Ask me again. Like,
haven't
say,
always...
hey, how you doing?
Hey, Troy, how you doing?
Hey, I'm feeling tenacious, energetic, and adventurous today.
Hmm.
And you're supposed to say, why do you feel like that?
Why do you feel like that?
Because we've got Tansley Stearns from Filene with us today, and this is what people say about her.
That is super kind. Wow, thank you.
Is that what people
do?
Say about
print.
You, Tansley?
It is in print. If you
know.
Google her, it's in print. It shows right up. It's right there for everybody
to see.
It
must be true.
It is. It's got to be true.
It's in print. It must be true.
Anything that's Googled
exactly.
is true. I'm just telling you. Google is truth, folks.
Yeah.
Truth.
That's right.
I hope not. Hey, listen, what we're going to do, we're going to reset this with the break. Tansley, we're going to come back to you with the questions. I'm so glad you joined us. I cannot believe, and Troy can back me up on this, it's been a long time since I sent a guest the wrong time. I've sent the wrong number. I've sent 215 instead of 214 on accident. We're all typing faster. But Troy can back me up on this, Tansley. It's been a while since I sent the wrong time. We've
and
been
he would
hosting
never
the show
have
at the
wanted...
same time for 5 years.
And he would never send you the wrong information. Now, there are people in his Rolodex or in his calendar or in his or his phone directory he would want to send to the wrong phone time, okay?
Yes,
but
absolutely.
You are not one of them.
No.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely not. Listen, we had an awesome time. Last time Filene was in the house, Molly Bell came in. It was just an awesome show. We had a great show last week about social media. I'm so thrilled that you were able to call in. Troy and I know each other very well. He knows I was very, very disappointed that I'd made that mistake in details. We're going to come right back. Her name is Tansley Stearns, and she's from Filene, and we're going to talk to her right after this.
Man, when I'm listening to The Power of Performance, I just can't decide who's hotter, Jason or Troy.
Well, you can't tell by the way I use my voice. I'm a woman, man. No time to talk. You need love.
All right. Back on track. Miss Tansley Stearns, how are you, ma'am?
I'm doing awesome, thank you. I appreciate
it. It is awesome having you. I described you in the show episode page as a credit union all-star. So tell us about you and your career with credit unions up to this point.
Absolutely. So like many of the executives in credit union land, I really stumbled into this career, this passion of mine. And it all started when I graduated from the University of Michigan with 2 degrees, one in English and one in psychology, much to my father's chagrin. And I was looking for work in marketing and social work because those two things are very similar. And I found this tiny little credit union in Metro Detroit that had a marketing specialist job. And I applied for it, and they were in the basement of a Macy's store. And my mom and I took the drive 2.5 hours from the farm I grew up in to interview there. And as I tell it when I present, you know, when I pulled in the parking lot with her, when we stopped the car, she put her hand on my knee and asked me if that was actually a real job I was going in to interview for.
Well, I will tell you that the fact that the credit union was located in Macy's would be the only way my wife would find it. So I think that was perfect.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, what's funny about that gig is that, you know, we'd have vendors that would come down or people that wanted to come meet with us, and I would have to give them directions. You know, you take the escalator down, and then you're going to go to men's undergarments, and you'll find us right behind those.
Well, you know, and another funny thing I was thinking about, you started out in the basement of Macy's and you worked for Filene, and so I always think of Filene's
right.
basement sale. So
yep.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm thinking, perfect.
Right, yeah. So when I started there in marketing, it was just an amazing opportunity because even for the size of the organization, they were extraordinarily forward-thinking and really gave me a lot of bandwidth to try different things. And so I wore a lot of different hats there. And when I left, I was responsible for all of their market-facing work. So their not only marketing, but business development, call center, branches, lending, compliance, training. And then ended up going to a larger credit union in Connecticut called Connects, and there I was responsible for basically the same work just in a larger organization. And then most recently was with Bethpage on Long Island, where I did government relations and strategy work. So I have been dancing with Filene for a long time because I was one of the original I3ers. So this place is my passion, and I just feel very, very lucky every day to do work helping to move this system forward. So.
And in 20 days, we would have an opportunity to say happy second anniversary to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yes.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, I know, 2 years. That's really, really awesome. And
yeah.
in that whole time, you know, within that you have experienced, so you've had really, you know, grassroots sort of feet on the ground in the living out the tagline of think, do, and change. And so what specific do you think about in this arena that you're helping with credit unions through this experimentation and this laboratory kind of environment that Filene has going?
Yeah, you know, I think the really exciting thing about our work today and how it's evolved is that, you know, 25 years ago, we were really, you know, a small boutique research firm, and it was all about the research. And what's amazing in this evolution is that it continues to be all about the research. The research is the heart and soul of who we are and what we do, but we've now evolved that to make that research really practical and applicable for credit unions. And that's part of what I really love because, you know, having worked at a $120 million shop and a $5 billion shop, none of the three had R&D departments. So, you know, taking our raw research and making it practical and applicable is a really heavy lift. And so being able to translate that research into action is really exciting stuff. And it's, you know, the great thing that I find to be inspiring about our research is that it's not us sitting in Madison and thinking, hey, wouldn't it be cool to research this? It's really from our research council saying, hey, this is what matters to us. This is what matters to our members, to our communities. And so it really is grounded in the needs of the human beings across this country that want to have a brighter financial future, and we're helping create that. So,
yeah, it's
that's absolutely
totally awesome.
Let me ask you this, the rest of that tagline, Think, Do, Change. What are you guys doing for the balance of 2014, and what kind of things are you trying to change?
Yeah, so we have two pilots that we're launching this fall that I'm really excited about. One of them is called It's a Money Thing, and it is grounded in what has been, I'm sure you're nauseated about talking about this, I know a lot of people are, but if you haven't heard, the average age of credit union members is 47 and going up.
I have a reason for that. There's a reason for it. Well, it's okay. For first of all, here's the deal. I don't know why anybody is actually surprised about that, because people are living longer. We're
right.
older. It isn't the issue of the average age of the credit union. The statistics should be how many individuals under the age of 35 are you bringing into the organization. That's the statistic we should be looking at, not this average age of 47.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was just me. Yeah. Sorry.
It's a really good point. But no matter how you measure it, this is certainly a strategic imperative for credit unions that they think about how they're going to attract this next generation of members. And when we asked our members last year, you know, what's most important to you strategically and where do you want to spend resources, they said that attracting that next generation was most important. And so that's why we launched It's a Money Thing in coordination with Currency Marketing. And really what it is it's essentially content packets that the credit union can use on a monthly basis, whether it's an infographic or a video or a presentation, that really speaks that language of the next generation. Because what we find in our research, the tweet I would give you from our most recent research on Gen Y is that they are overconfident and underinformed as it relates to their finances. And that is a challenge for credit unions. You know, when you think about how do you reach a generation that thinks they're rock stars and don't really know what they need with their financial situation. So
When you combine that with the fact that 33% of those surveyed indicate that they don't need a financial institution because they have now misplaced the concept of financial institution with the phone that they hold in their hand, they don't realize that financial institution is being that phone financial piece is being powered by the financial institution, it's no longer the concept. And so I sometimes wonder if we've asked the question the wrong way, but definitely do understand that. So how does it's a money thing work? How is that working?
Yeah, so essentially every month the credit union gets a packet that's white labeled so they can make it look and feel like their brand. And it has all of these different elements of content. So it includes an infographic, it includes an article, it includes a video, it includes a presentation. And so the credit union can use that content in lots of different ways, whether it's social media or during live presentations they might be doing on their website, in video screens in their branches. And the intent is to find new and interesting ways that they can engage with this next generation, you know, so that they can ultimately have more of that business and be creating that next generation of members.
Yeah. And we do know statistically that the next generation of credit union members or financial service consumers still will need a financial center or a branch or a physical location. We know that that's not going to go away. It's still a delivery channel that it'll just maybe be used differently than the way it was before. And the fact that And the fact that your parents have been a long time credit union members, that helps you better understand the need for those delivery channels. So what advice or what information do you provide to credit unions when they start talking about either how they use their branch network or their financial center network and what it should look like or how they should expand? What do you tell them?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So the research that we did on this, you know, I always like to guess what the answers are going to be, and of course I guessed absolutely wrong. So, you know, the question, the initial question that we asked consumers is, you said, you know, if you were considering opening a new account with a financial institution, where would you start? Where would you do your research? And not surprisingly, overwhelmingly, they said, like, they would go online. So that really is the top of the funnel, and credit unions have to get the website right, because if they can't do that research or your website is lousy, the experience is convoluted, they won't come in. But where I was absolutely wrong was in the subsequent question was, okay, so you start your research online, now where will you open the account? And I was confident that anybody under 30 would say, oh, well, of course I'll just open it online. And what we found is that it has nothing to do with age. It has to do with the level of comfort that the individual has with the product or service. So if they've never had a home loan before, they've never had a checking account before or an auto loan before, they are, to your point, going to want to come into a branch, call the call center. They're going to want help and advice. And so, you know, when I talk to credit unions about the branch, what I always say is I think that it is a myth to think that branches are going away. I think what yep. will go away is the sort of old school teller, right? You know, the person mm-hmm. that just mm-hmm. is taking transactions. I think talent is going to be imperative, and it's going to be more costly because the person that can sit down and have a meaningful conversation to give financial advice is a very different type of person than what we've typically hired that can just essentially say, hey, you know, I'll cash a check for you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tansley, you're absolutely right about that. We're going to take a quick break. We're visiting with Tansley Stearns of Filene. When I get back from the break, I'm going to ask her about, you heard her talking about physical branches. Yes, they still exist. Yes, some of them are going to be very busy this afternoon. I know South Carolina Federal's got people in their branches right now, but when we get back, I want to talk to her about our favorite topic, social media, and we'll do it all right after this. Right after this.
You're listening to the Power of Performance. If your brand were a band, would you leave your audience wanting more?
That is absolutely right. And before we get to the question, I've got to remind Troy and everybody. Troy, with a huge assist from your team out at South Carolina Federal Credit Union, the Radio Free Credit Union channel, which hosts this show, The Power of Performance, went over 90,000 listens last week. Pretty cool. Tansley, when we first got on the air, we thought, you know, we might get 5 listens, and so we're pretty stoked about this.
So awesome.
One of the things we do well is we bring real people to the show with real stories, and I got to tell you, my knowledge of Filene turned around on personal interactions with you and Molly Bell, and I believe that those are still the most valuable interactions that people have in our contemporary credit union marketplace, and I don't call it a movement by design. One of the elements that you can't escape when you're talking in a consultant capacity, in a strategic planning capacity, we're in that season right now, is obviously social media. We mm-hmm. had maybe one of the best shows we've ever had on social
nice.
Media last week, and I know you guys do a lot of work with that. So I want to ask you what I asked our guest last week. What are credit unions doing right, and what can they do better?
Yeah, so the thing that I find to be really interesting about social media is the amount of fear about it with credit unions. I have to tell you, you know, when I talk, to your point, in strategic planning sessions, I have had CEOs literally break out in hives when we bring up the topic. And, you know, I had a woman say something that I thought was really compelling, and what she said was, you know, Tansley, we have built the brand of this credit union over, you know, 80 plus years. And my concern is that with social media, that could be ruined, you know, just by one person's comment. And, you know, what I really appreciate is how much the human beings that run credit unions care about that brand and what they've built for their members, and that's part of why I love what we do with credit unions. What I think credit unions have to think about in the future is that, to me, I know that consumers and members are having these conversations regardless, right? What I always say to credit union CEOs when they say something like that is, you know, I promise you, your team on their smoke breaks, when they're out having lunch, your members, when they're at the grocery store, they're talking about your credit union, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. I hope they're talking about it. And at least with social, you've got the capacity to be a part of that conversation. And so, you know, what I really think that credit unions have the opportunity to take more advantage of is what we describe as this ambassador approach to social media, really using the individuals across the organization that ooze the brand of the credit union, having them use their own social media networks to connect with people and ultimately connecting those folks back to the corporate presence of the organization. Because really, that's what people want in social, right? They don't want to go out and see that you're closed for Thanksgiving or that your hours are changing. Yeah. You know, what they want is that real human interaction. They want to know, gosh, my branch is sort of interesting. What's it like to work there? You know, who are these real human beings that are helping me with my money? And that they're experts, that they can be positioned as experts within the financial services space. And I think the credit unions that are doing that really have an opportunity to engage.
And you're exactly right, because it is about the engagement aspect. And I just have to give a shout out to our Chief Technology Officer, Brad Williams. He did a brilliant idea for social media. And some of the responses, the surveys between our departments, better understanding what our IT folks do, he started posting on Facebook what the team did, because the team works a lot of times late at night. I mean, there are many times when the rest of us are sleeping, they are up working because they don't want to interrupt the consumer's time, you know, to do their financial transactions. So they're always doing all these really odd projects, and they're very technical and they're very intricate. And so he started posting these photos of his team at these various activities. Here's what we're doing now. We're doing this. Here's a Saturday. Here's a Sunday. And he's doing it in a very it's not a bragging way. He's doing it really as an informative way. And what it does is it reinforces to our consumers, hey, we take security, you know, we take our member data information important. We're showing you what we're doing. We're involved. And that's just one aspect of being able to do it. So I was really happy to hear you say that. So that's great.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I would tell you is that when that person that you meet with that says that they fear social media, nice if they could have an emotional tie to it and they could articulate that. What they really do is they fear the risk. But once again, it goes back to a conversation of what does it matter. My mom used to have this theory. She says, when we buy dishes, we buy them to use them. If you break them, then we'll figure to replace them. But if you buy the dish so that you can put it on the shelf and look at it and never touch it, what value does that dish have over 80 years? There are no memories. My mom loved the nicks and the dings in things because it represented life to her. It represented the concept of people being engaged, and there were memories with it. You have no memory with the plate that sits on the shelf. I say to that individual, if you want to know why the age of the credit union is averaging 47, it's because you are not putting enough dings in your china.
You're not taking enough chances.
Really,
you're not.
That.
So you can tweet that. By the way, that's tweetable.
That'll preach.
There's another sound bite for you.
Well, wait, before you jump in, we've got two more questions for you. We've got 5 minutes. We might edge into bonus time again because, as usual, our guest is just compelling me to write things down in my terrible handwriting. You said something earlier that's an absolute quote keeper. Marketing and social work are the same thing. I love how many times we've all used the terms around human beings and real people. The IT pictures of those guys, I think I might have seen some of those pictures, Troy, as part of the Life Simplified Radio campaign.
Yeah.
It put a human face on a technical reality. We
all
log in. The first thing I do every morning is pick up my iPhone and check my balance. And I don't associate it with a person, but somebody set up that server. Somebody designed that mobile app, if you will. And this is just another one of these shows where we're going to have quote keepers. We'll be tweeting this sucker out to the chagrin of many people around the credit union marketplace. We'll be tweeting this show like crazy.
We have survived when they have not. I'm sorry.
We have survived when they have not. That's absolutely right. I got a quick question for you. Speaking of phones, I was at I hate to even admit this because I do it so very infrequently now. I work from my home studio. I was at Starbucks. And I saw the car in front of me. The lady reached out with this little scanner-looking deal and scanned his phone. I don't know if he was paying or using a coupon. I'm fascinated by payment systems. I'm fascinated by how people pay for things. I have taken it upon myself. My new number one payment system, brace yourselves, is cash. To me, cash is the safest thing
okay,
nowadays.
I'm so sorry. Now, you should have told me
but
that
it
in
is,
a pre-show.
But that's just me.
Do you
I'm
use
not talking
an
about big things.
Do you have an envelope,
I'm not talking
too?
About big
envelopes?
Things. I'm not
should
talking
I start getting envelopes now for the
items.
Drive-thru for you?
I'm not talking about big-ticket items. I'm just saying nobody's going to get my Social Security number based upon a $20 bill at 7-Eleven this morning where the young lady thought I was in my late 20s, by the way, and I'm 47 years old. Speaking of average age, Tansy, I wanted to ask you, when you're on the road, do you pay for things with your phone yet?
I
are you still
don't.
Kind of like me, debit card, credit card, cash?
Yeah, I'm no cash. I am one of those woeful people that realize I need to give a tip to someone and I haven't seen a dollar in my wallet in months. I just don't keep cash.
And thank you.
One of the innovations I want to see is the ability for me to tip using my debit, credit card, phone. I don't care what it is, but I want to be able to tip people without cash. But no, I really don't use anything other than my debit and credit card. And I haven't done the phone thing yet. I haven't either.
Well, it's not fully embraced yet. I mean, you can do it through Starbucks because they have it, but you can also be involved in a program called, depending upon your financial institution, called Pop Money, where it's people-to-people money. And so now all you need is the person's phone number. So you can actually, if you're part of that network, you part of the network, they don't have to be. You can actually send them money through the phone number. It's really awesome. So guess what? So now, I've just solved it for you. I'm sorry, I didn't do so much research, but that was it. That you don't. Now you can think, do, and change.
That's right.
Absolutely right.
You change.
Yeah, and we have to do something with Jason. I cannot believe. Oh my gosh, you're going to be the person in line that is, you're the person in line who has had 30 minutes to figure out their payment system and gets
stuff,
up there
though.
And finally then decides to open their wallet and do something.
Well, good luck finding me in line. I don't leave my house a whole lot. I mean, the things I buy, it's pretty simple stuff.
Well,
I go to the grocery store.
Then what is this whole cash thing? How in the world?
Well,
I know, Tansley, you're listening
like
to us argue.
It's just the safest thing now. I mean, I'm not worried about Target sent me a letter. Best Buy sent me a letter. My bank sent me a new debit card last year without me asking for it.
Because we're so behind
in
chip technology.
Well, whatever. Yeah. Well, until my bank catches up, I'm paying with cash. Okay? My bank catches up, I'm paying with cash. Hey, listen, Tans, we've got one last question for you. Troy and I are going to go into bonus time. Hey, when you're on the road, we love asking people. Just let's end with a fun question. What kind of music do you like? What kind of music do you like? Are you watching anything hot right now on Netflix that you can recommend to Troy and me?
Yeah, absolutely. So my love, my passion is the Dave Matthews Band. I know that's controversial. I know you either love him or hate him, but I love him. I go see him play every year. So I'm a big, big fan of Dave. But beyond that, I just love really fun music, too. So, I download things like Shake It Off and Fireball because, I know I'm aging, but I just like to dance and have fun. So when I'm getting ready in the morning, it's fun to have something that I can dance to. So. And then my husband is a lover of the Grateful Dead, so I love the Dead too, so I listen to them. So I'm pretty eclectic in my music taste. Yeah. And then in terms of what I've downloaded to watch recently, I just finished Breaking Bad. Love, love,
ooh.
Love. Oh, love.
Best show
love.
Ever.
Yes, best show ever. Best show ever. And I am a lover of bad television. Best show ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Troy, I hate to do this, but you're gonna have to wrap it up and
I know, really.
I'm sorry,
really,
we're up against it.
Okay. Well, Tansley, we've had a wonderful time having you with us. Happy
Thank
to
you.
Know that you have spent 15 years in the industry, that you are a credit union junkie, that people have stretched you beyond the limits of your title, that you are tenacious, energetic, and adventurous, and that you are doing a great thing for us in this think tank so that we can think, do, and change. How can people get a hold of you now that we've told them all these wonderful things, and now they got to know you?
Awesome. Yeah, so they can, if they are in the Twitter sphere, they can find me at Tansley S. And my email address here at Feline is TanslySFeline.org. I'd love to talk to all of you. So thank you guys so much for having me. It was really an honor.
Tansley, you take care of yourself. Have a great, great day. Great, great week.
Yeah, you
awesome.
Take care, guys.
There are moments when I wish the show was an hour. This is one of those days, but it's not. Troy, thank you again.
You're welcome.
Great, great show. And you are signing off from Charleston, South Carolina, where even when it rains,
I don't pay with cash.
Okay, well, I'm going to go pay for my lunch with cash. I've got a crispy new $20 bill, Andy Jackson, and I'm not worried about anybody mugging me.
So when you decide to move out of your recluse sort of attitude and then you go on the road, take that cash with you, and we're going to broadcast that so that you will not be as secure and protected when they know that you're carrying around big wads of money to pay for things. Yes.
Fat stacks, as they say on Breaking Bad. Fat stacks. Hey, brother, blessings on you and your family for the balance of the week. You take care.
Thank you. See you. Bye.
Hey, everybody else, we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
And that's all, folks.
Just can't top that. Just can't top our show.